The German magazine Der Spiegel is reporting a rift between German and American authorities over evidence in the case of Zakaria Moussaoui. U.S. prosecutors believe Moussaoui was meant to be the 20th hijacker on September 11th. They've charged him with conspiring to help the terrorists. But in recent months, French officials have warned that they might refuse to hand over information relevant to Moussaoui's prosecution because he faces the death penalty in the U.S. Now, according to Der Spiegel, Germany's Justice Department is also balking. NPR's Guy Raz has more from Berlin.
Sometime between October 2000 and May 2001, two large sums of money were allegedly sent to Zakaria Moussaoui. Clemens Hugge, senior editor Der Spiegel, broke the story in this week's issue.
Two times a young Arab man came to a German bank called the Raiffeisen Bank and sent money in the United States via Western Union money transfer. It was about $14,000, and this was money from Mr. Moussaoui for his pilot license, his pilot training.
The young Arab man who made the transfers is believed to be Ramzi bin al-Shib. Bin al-Shib, a one-time roommate of hijacker Mohammed Atta in Hamburg, is now the subject of an international manhunt. He's believed to have left Germany shortly before the September 11 attacks. The documents from the bank transfers he made are now sitting in the basement of the Raiffeisen Bank in Frankfurt. According to Clement Hugges, they are crucial in the case against Moussaoui.
These papers are the smoking gun, and they prove that there was a quite close connection between Mr. Moussaoui and Mr. Mohammed Atta, who was one of the pilots.
So in February, U.S. prosecutors formally requested those original bank transfer documents. The originals contain Ramzi bin al-Shib's fingerprints and handwriting. It's why U.S. prosecutors are after the originals. The request for the documents was received by the Germans, but hasn't yet been approved. Thomas Weber, spokesman for Germany's Justice Ministry, explains why. Weber acknowledges peculiarities in the case, but says negotiations are pending. Capital punishment is banned under European Union and German law, he explains. German legal tradition discourages any action that would facilitate another country carrying out the death penalty. According to Der Spiegel's Clemens Hugges, there's no specific provision in German law that outright bans passing along information that could lead to the death penalty. But it's simply a matter of tradition and a fundamental policy of the current German government, he says.
Our Chancellor, Mr. Schroeder, is totally willing to help the Americans in any way he can. But this is a way he can't go, because the official direction of the German administration is against death penalty in any case.
And according to David Schiller, a terrorism expert and consultant to German federal police, there's only one way for U.S. prosecutors to get their hands on this key evidence.
If the chief attorney who is going after Moussaoui would not ask for the death penalty for him, that would ease it up to hand over any information the German intelligence services have on him. The moment the death penalty is out of the question for Moussaoui in the United States, that would open all the doors in Germany.
In a statement today, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder seemed to suggest that a compromise could soon be reached, but he underscored Germany's constitutional opposition to the death penalty. According to reports here, the German government is considering giving U.S. prosecutors the original bank transfers if Moussaoui is not sentenced to death based on the German evidence alone. But that scenario is unlikely. According to German officials, U.S. prosecutors have rejected any conditions. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.